Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in, and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Meagles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, I might sound normal again because AT&T finally fixed my landline. So kudos to the few individuals that really cared about my landline. So they finally figured it out. So we are here on a Wednesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. 4 p.m. Central Time with a great friend of ours. Her name is always Darlene Sartori. And Darlene runs the Ideal Network. And when I built Building Fortunes Radio, I really wanted a platform. And this was way back in tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013. So whatever that is, we've been around for over 8 years, I suppose. But I wanted a platform where we'd be able to talk about different things and be able to speak our mind without being mean, you know, but be able to speak our mind and kind of give you guys some different opinions and viewpoints. And one of the first people I reached out to was Darlene because she is the type of person who's got those very traditional views, but no nonsense and kind of talking about taking control of your own destiny and living the right type of life. And IDEAL stands for I do everything around, and then you have some L words, life, love, laughter, all those sort of cool things. So Darlene was the perfect person to be able to talk, and we've been doing this radio show for, like I said, since the very, very, very beginning. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal or Ideal Network, you'll be able to hear the previous shows. But just as important as any of the previous radio shows that we've done is the one we may do today. But we've been talking about different and various things and making the adjustments along the way or giving you the philosophies that we have relative to what's going on now. Because the times that we're in now, although we may be able to draw some comparisons to times before, are really uncharted waters in one of many different areas, and sometimes in every area it's a little bit different based on what's going on with COVID, the pandemic, and the reactions to it. So we're here to talk about whatever we're going to talk about, and I want to say thanks, Darlene Sartori, for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter, and you know, wow, it's hard to believe how fast the years have flown by that we've been connecting with each other. And I've learned so much from you in so many different areas. And you seem to be a person that when I just need a little clarity, it's like, wow. You know, you can provide it. And this is an area that I feel like that we are missing in our world today are those people that just are reality-based, but yet have that tinge of vision that keeps you moving forward in solving problems. And we started last week talking about the virus killer device and in marketing. And, you know, it just seems like it's, to me, falling off the log, simple, but we haven't yet found a way to put it into the marketplace in a way that people just really grab it. And, you know, so I think it would be wise for us to continue working on this. I had this epiphany a little bit as I've been going through a course that has been called the Revelation of the Mind. And I began to realize more and more that there's a big confusion between the brain and the mind, and that we have yet to really begin to understand ourselves as a species and the potentials that we have. And because of not recognizing our own potentials, we have really cheated ourselves out of the glorious designs that we could live in, this ideal conditions in which we could live, if we would only. And then that's the core. What is the if we would only? And you mentioned this dynamic of the ideal, you know, and that's what Jim and I were starting on, this adventure of really getting to the level of clarity when he suddenly, you know, was called from the planet or, you know, die, whatever you want to say, graduate. We have lots of ways that we look at this. And I'm one that does accept that, that this is an ascension career. We keep ascending to better and better levels of consciousness and energy. But I'm yet learning how to be able to describe it in a way that people get it. Once you get it, it is so crystal clear, we lose the words to actually describe how we got there. And I think that's kind of what we are working with this virus killer device that is so falling off the log, simple to use, and eliminates the need for any kind of vaccinations or any kind of fear, because most of this is fear, I think. But the question is, what do we do in order to present it in a way that we can help individuals to see it for a crisis hits, and then it's, you know, then it becomes, well, it's already, I've already had it, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm just really confused sometimes as to when to just back off and say enough is enough. They are, you know, they're either going to get it or they're not. And just simply create a one pager that we can hand out that will make the presentation and with a link that they can go to if they're interested, and the flyers that we could put up on bulletin boards, things that we could share through our emails, in our taglines. What are some of the simple ways that we can just make an invitation to take a look? Because that's basically, in all that I've found so far, is all we can do is make the invite. Whether a person shows up to the party is simply up to them. So I was just wondering if you might be able to have the time, since now you have that crystal clear landline working again, and your persistence got it done. When do we stay persistent to get something done, and when do we just make the invitation and hope they show up to the party? So,
okay.
Some time you want to share?
Sure will. So this is a philosophy, as for Peter Mingles, as either good or as flawed as it might be. So for some of you, you might consider it good. For some of you, might consider it flawed. So here we go. I heard an expression one time that really stuck for me. So I'm real big on rules. Like, I need to figure out the rules. So one of the things that I heard one time was an expression that goes a little bit like this. For those people that see it, no explanation is necessary. For those people that don't see it right away, no explanation is possible. So just to repeat it again, and sometimes if you put in the word right away, it makes some sense. But for those people that see it right away, and whatever it might be, no explanation is necessary. For those people that don't see it right away, no explanation is possible. So that's one thing which might lead you to believe that you're not in control of maybe changing someone's mind. So I resisted, or would resist, things like that, specifically when I was in selling. So I'm going to give you my biased personal experience. So remember, my, that's me, biased, meaning like I'm somewhat biased to this, and personal experience, which is kind of me all over again. When I was selling vacuum cleaners with a company called Electrolux, I was really convinced or brainwashed that that was a really great product. Now, by the way, it was a really great product. We had a canister and an upright, and I grew up when we had a canister, when I started in 1984. And I could walk into literally anywhere, a house, a building, anywhere, and be able to show people that there was not working as well as mine. And I really had the belief that that were the case. Like if they were using a Hoover or a Sears, a Kirby, a Rainbow, a Filter Queen, I could go in there and show them how they'd be able to use my product better, and it would work for them, it would last them longer, and it would make sense both financially as well as efficiency. So I had a product that I believe really worked. And I firmly believed that, so here we go, here's my personal bias. I really believed that a sale was made in any home, and it was my fault or my credit for the end result, meaning I could make a sale in every home or office I ever went into, barring few excuses or barring few conditions, meaning if somebody said, I can't afford it right now, we'd be able to show them a monthly payment plan. If someone said, I don't have the money right now, I'd be able to show them how they could find the money. I had an answer to every objection I'd ever get, almost every. Like if somebody says, well, I'm flying to Germany tomorrow because I'm in the military and I can't bring it with me, then that might be a condition that I might not be able to overcome. But almost every situation I ever walked into, I could make a sale. And if I walked out without one, it was my fault, meaning my inability to be able to do whatever it was I was supposed to do. Now, we're going to talk about the air filters for a second. By coincidence, the same company that I was working with, Electrolux, the old Electrolux is no longer around. The new Electrolux has a gentleman named Joe Urso who developed some technology called Active Pure, which is really great in this air filter, which helps to kill lots of things, including FDA-approved COVID virus and probably every other variant, even though it might not be tested. But if it can kill one, it'll kill all of them, more or less, without making too many medical claims. So the reality was is that this is a product that everybody should have, in my humble opinion. However, I can't bring the me that was with the vacuum cleaners to the same conversation of me with the air filters. Why? Because some people just don't get it. They might think that, well, we're vaccinated now, so we don't need this. Or it's over now, so we don't need this. Or I'm wearing a mask now, so we don't need this. Or whatever, so we don't need this. There's a lot of people that will resist because they don't see it. Now you take a guy like me, and I might be like, are you kidding me? This mask thing, and I'm not going to go over on the mask thing, but let me share with you. I've worn enough goggles and masks in my day. So here's my little short thingy. I've worn enough goggles. We always had a pool when I was a kid, and I have a pool now. If the goggles don't fit, the glasses fill up with water instantly. Like you go underwater, and they're filling up. If you think, in my mind, if that mask that anybody is wearing is going to keep the bacteria and viruses and anything else out, you're sadly wrong. I just tell you, it's sadly wrong. Because if you went underwater, using my same flawed analogy, you know it would leak. So the reality was it would leak. You could blow air through it. You blow air through it, blah, blah, blah. So the idea of the masks aren't going to work. The vaccines, when the people that are dispersing vaccines, their only thing is, but at least you won't die. That's their selling point. But at least you didn't or you won't die. If you have to go that low on the baseline to prove that your vaccine is worth taking, but at least you won't die, without any possibilities of anything else being there, weak arguments. I mean, we could sit there and slay those arguments on how, however we're approaching this COVID thing, is flawed, and everybody needs something, and part of the things might be the air filters. Guys like me would see it right away. That's why I jumped right on top of it. But if you don't see it right away, I can't sit there and convince someone. I find it's easier to find somebody that sees it right away and sell them than sit there and try to convince someone that doesn't see it right away. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second and say persistence, because Darlene was talking about my phone. I had to have my copper old-fashioned landline working so I could do quality radio shows like this one without you guys hearing static, and I wouldn't have to worry about echoes, and I wouldn't have to worry about the internet going down. I had no other choice. There was zero other options. There's only one company in my town where I live where I can get a copper wire, and that's through AT&T. And if you heard it on this radio show, I was forcing the issue for them to fix it. Took me 6 or maybe 7 weeks of going through every technician I needed to, every supervisor I needed to, every customer phone call I needed to finally I'm able to say to you, it's working again. I had to do it. I'm going to use an example of my son. My son was addicted to drugs, and I had to, because he's my son, fix that problem. But I'll share with you, it took heroic efforts on my part, more heroic efforts on his part, and a whole bunch of support to be able to finally get him off drugs. And anybody who's ever been an addict realizes that that's only a temporary situation. At any given time, he might go back. So you're never done with it. Like, you're always somewhat infected, if you will, with being an addict. But I had to. I had no other choices. I was not going to give up on my son. Now, unless you have that, what's going to call that leverage? Leverage or purpose or meaning. Unless you have that leverage or purpose or meaning, trying to make that quote-unquote sale, get that goal done or that accomplishment is way too hard. And you can't do that if you're in sales. If you're in sales, you can't be that committed towards making a sale, unless maybe it's super-duper huge and it's like a shoot-the-moon type of sale and you're going to retire from the commissions from that one sale. The reality is most of the times, any one sale is not going to make or break your career by itself. So if you're sitting there for hours and hours and days trying to convince somebody who doesn't see it right away, I'll tell you, your income is going to be lower than it should be because you got to move on. You got to find people that see it right away and sell to them and overcome the obvious objections that you're going to deal with money and time and purpose and leverage and all the other sort of stuff you have to deal with anyway. But to try to sell to somebody that doesn't see it right away is a heroic effort, and I'm not really so sure if you're always going to get your return on your heroic effort. So, Darlene, I kind of blended in a lot of philosophy, some personal and maybe even biased or flawed examples, but it's just something to think about relative to this. And the reason why I say we're in uncharted waters towards the beginning part is never, ever, 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 ever did the firm belief on somebody's biasness or religion or belief system like a religion, has it ever maybe affected your life personally where it's hard to get around it? So vaccine mandates, that's like a religion. You know, mask mandates, that's like a religion. Control over your bank account, like when they're taking a look at $600 transactions or more, that's like a religion. What you can do with your money, what you can't do with your money, that's like a religion, like a mandate. There's more of those types of restrictions and eliminations of freedom that we've ever seen. And for anybody that does voting, I can't even go into the voting thing. But the reality is, if you think that your vote counts, in my humble opinion, you're sadly misguided. Because I'm not sure if anybody's vote counts anymore based on the things that we've seen with previous and probably future elections. So back to you.
Okay, awesome. You know, that you brought up a lot of good points, and I'm hoping that people will go back through and kind of look at it and listen and write down some little notes. So here's a question then. We often use the phraseology in sales, in other things, is if I could blank, would you? And so I would like to explore how we could use that simple formula that you use so brilliantly in, you know, your presentations and things that are in the back office of the Building Fortunes program, the LMS, and et cetera. We might be able to have enough time to cover that a little bit. Because, you know, in other words, if I could show you how to protect yourself and others and be safe from any of the viruses and molds and bacteria, would you be willing to look at the information, or would you be willing to buy if something, you know, so those are the kind of scenarios if we could, or when we, not if, but when we put together a simple flyer that individuals could use in either emails, an email attachment form, or in a flyers that we would hang up on bulletin boards like we used to do, or hand out on, you know, going knocking door to door. You know, I'm thinking about going and talking to my neighbors. So what are some of the dynamics that I might be able to use that would not get me in trouble with, you know, the FDA or anybody else? But what are some of those types of phrases that we might use if I could show you, would you? Have you thought about that in helping in our training program?
You know, not specifically for the air filter thing, because most of the people that I've had conversations with and sold or didn't sell, most of the times we had conversations and I wasn't really worried about a script, if you will, because we were just having conversations. And I kind of quickly identified and asked if they were in the market or in the mindset of learning more. So I don't know, but what I found is that for the people, what I like to do is show them our website. So if you go to spacetechviruskiller.com/ideal, so it's spacetechviruskiller.com/ideal, that's Darlene's, and go to the media, I think the movie that we have on the very first movie is really going to be a kind of like a crossing guard. So if anybody's ever seen like a crossing guard, like a guy, like a cop with a whistle at a busy intersection, he kind of like directing you where to go. I think if you let people watch that movie on that website, so again, spacetechviruskiller.com/ideal, and if they watch that movie, then you'll know which direction you want them to go in. One of the directions might be they're not interested at all and they say whatever they're going to say, and hopefully that's rare. After you watch the movie, you'll see why I think everybody should probably want these. Whether they'll be able to buy them or not is a different story, but I think everybody would want one. And then from there would usually be questions. You know, which model do I buy? How much is it? You know, are there any stats behind it, just so they can get a little bit of verbal massaging and confirmation? So usually I find that a conversation and then the website is the best thing, not necessarily some magical line up front in a sales prospecting call. But that's only because I'm talking to a lot of people all the time and I bring it up wherever I go.
Nice. So back to you. So a business card is kind of what I had in mind too, is, you know, again, one of those lines that you would put on your business card. Because the simpler we can make this so that they will go and look at the website, or contact us back, would be something that we could look at. So this is where I feel like that we have done it with other products, but I'm trying to figure out why we haven't stepped up to the plate, or somebody hasn't stepped up to the plate in this, those who have already, like myself, had such wonderful experiences with it. And it just is one of those no-brainers, but for some odd reason, this no-brainer doesn't seem to be, presenting itself to other people in a way that they can look. Because I think, like you said, if they go and listen to a presentation that is short, simple, and sweet, what I've gotten to avoid are long presentations that people are bragging and, you know, and et cetera, that, you know, you're tired of hearing that. What you want is the bottom line. Just tell me the facts and keep it simple. So that's what I'm looking for as I'm moving forward into being often a solitary messenger. This is, again, you mentioned the addiction. You know, this is something that I found ways to be able to help individuals that truly, first and foremost, desire to no longer have this problem that they've been dealing with. but they have to first and foremost desire it before you can even begin to work with them. Because you know it's a losing battle unless they've reached that point that they do not desire to suffer the way that they're suffering. And so that's what I'm still struggling with, I guess, sales 101. And the you know, like you mentioned, as the vacuum cleaner salesperson, you knew you were going to make that sale. Maybe that's the key. Maybe that dynamic is all about having the level of confidence that you're going to say the right thing at the right time to the right people, and that you are not going to waste your time, or waste the investment of your time in doing this in a way that is done with grace, elegance, and ease. I think that as we move forward in understanding more about how the brain and the mind function, we're going to get back to the basics of knowing how we can present this in a way that everyone will have both the desire, and then by creating some monetary compensation for being able to sell them themselves, that they could then, if they can't afford it right straight up, maybe then provide them with a way that they could earn commissions, which is what you've done with the Building Fortunes program, and the which is the dynamic that sells the website for the space tech virus killer. That's what you know, started. You started off with the Building Fortunes site, and then you built off of that with the same kind of a dynamic. So it's a matter, I think, of first and foremost having a simple card that might say, if I could show you, would you? And then have them fill in the blank with what they feel they would react to, and then test it on their friends. Say, you know, I'm trying to work out a way that I can let people know about this wonderful, magical, whatever it might be, and then be able to put it into a few words. So that's kind of the where I'm at right now. I'm going to play around with that dynamic with this and help them to be able to, those that are interested, when they've experienced, you know, a difference. They can tell when they come into my house. I have a lot of people say, it just seems so refreshing in here. And then they sit here for a little while, and it's like they, you know, they're just something here about having this piece of equipment, which is small and inexpensive for them to do this. And you will walk out of this area into another area of the house that it's not there, and you can tell the difference. Just about anybody that has, you know, experienced this, and I've actually invited several people to do that. Do you feel different without telling them this? That it's a certain device in here, whatever, do you feel different from you go to one part of the house to another? And they seem to sense it, you know, once you point out that, that do you, and ask them to. So maybe we're not asking the questions that can solicit the answers. So maybe we need to rethink this a little bit, because I know I've dropped the ball in advertising it and pulling together, and I'd hope somebody else would. But it's like when you say, when the job has to be done, somebody steps forward as a sole messenger and puts together the magic touch, and maybe that's where we're at now, is saying, okay, what are the magic touches that we can use to wake people up that there is a much safer way to go about eliminating these deadly viruses and bacteria and mold that we have that we're dealing with. And then the next thing we need to look at is, how do we get rid of these stink bugs that invade us every year, that like they've been doing in southern Indiana here. So there's lots of problems out there just waiting for solutions. So again, we can be building fortunes, offering solutions. So back to you, Peter.
Excellent. Well, we're running out of time. So for those people that want to get in touch with Darlene, Darlene, how do people get in touch with you?
Okay, my phone number, 812-664-7419. And the website, or the internet connection, would be to send me an email, ideal network projects, plural, at gmail.com. Ideal network projects at gmail.com.
Excellent. Okay, good. Well, we're going to be back next week. If you go check her out, buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal, or if you go to idealnetwork.biz, you'll be able to go to the website, and we will be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.